Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody out there, man? I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving and gearing up for the Christmas and New Year's and all that good stuff, man. And everybody been good out there. Man, I just want to say, man, you wasn't at HMP Sunday, man. It was a darn good turnout. I didn't expect it to be the turnout that it was, but, I mean, shoot, man, it was a nice turnout. It turned into some grudge racing, shootouts, index racing. Man, they had all kind of stuff going on, man. I don't know how it happened and how it happened so fast and turned into what it turned into, but, man, it was a nice crowd. Everybody came out early. I think they shut it down early. I left a little bit early, but the darn show was a good thing, and I think it was so good that Dean said he was going to open the track back up again this Sunday for everybody to try to get it on one more again to end the year out. And Man, just want to give safe travels to everybody out there that's man on their way to Florida, who left already and who haven't left. Y'all go out there and represent for Texas, man, and get them W's, man, and just be safe and enjoy yourself and have a good time, man. Other than that, man, I don't have much planned for tonight. Everybody was kind of wondering where the show went, wanted the show. So I said I'd come on and give everybody what they want. So if anybody got something they want to get off their chest, man, also want to keep sending prayers out to Jackie Deaver. I know he said that he had been diagnosed with the COVID, man. I just hope everything going all right with him and he getting better. And if you're on here, Jackie, press the one button and let everybody know how you're doing. Yeah. If not, hold on. Let me see. We got a 832-9924. Your mic open.
What's up, JP?
Alley Cat. What's going
yes,
on, sir?
I ain't too much. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, wasn't you the man behind some of this stuff that happened this Sunday, man, at any given Sunday?
Yeah, man, just trying to bring some good action to HMP, and it was a very successful night. We had a very good time. We ended up doing a little small tie shootout. We ended up doing a little even giving Sunday's little shootout as well, and we had a couple of grudge races. But it was ended up being a hell of an awesome turnout. A lot of fans came out, and quite a bit of race cars came out. You know, the weather was also gorgeous, you know, and Dean adjusted the time from 12 to 8, so I think that helped out quite a bit as well, you know. But we're going to try to do another repeat. The track will be open this Sunday one more time. The gates open at 12, from 12 to 8 as well. I think the weather's supposed to be very good Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking at the forecast. So we're just going to try to get some little grudge. And then I think I have one grudge race already lined up. I'm just waiting on the confirmation. And, I think it'll be popping off on these back lines, man. But, we just want to. I do this for the fans, man. I really like calling people and getting a couple of guys to race, you know, and put on a decent show, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it definitely was, man. It definitely was a nice turnout. I can say that. I wasn't expecting the amount of cars and people that showed up, you know.
Yeah.
I was coming just expecting the four car shootout with Nick and Mike Stewart them, and you know. And the one grudge race I seen posted with Nick, and, you know, I didn't expect too much more besides a little testing and tuning, but shoot, man, it turned out into all kind of stuff.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because I did advertise a four-car shootout, but then when I got there, they kind of changed it, because I think one or two more cars wanted to race, so we ended up just making it a shootout, you know, instead of a four-car shootout. Well, I think we ended up with six cars in the shootout, but then one of them didn't want to get in. He said he wanted to, then he didn't. We ended up with five cars. You see what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, yeah. So I don't want people to think that I was false advertising. You know, it just changed at the last minute from a four car to a six car. So, but we did race. We had a good time. You know, I just want to say, man, one thing. You know, I stressed it last year about this time. Man, if a lot of these testing and tuners could really just put diapers or blankets on their motors, it'll save Dean and HMP a lot of downtime that's been happening, you know, at HMP all through the year. So I'm going to get back on it for the next 2 months, tell everybody, you know, hey, when the new year coming up, if you don't have a blanket, please buy a blanket, a diaper, or a belly pan, whatever you want to call it. Whatever your car could use, you know, it's a win-win situation for the driver, it's a win-win situation for the people in the stands. It's a win-win situation for the track owner because he's not spending all his time on that tractor cleaning up a mess, you know. So I'm just
saying,
everybody wins. You know, I'm not talking about the hardcore racers because the hardcore racers have diapers and pair of belly pants and they know how to race. Also, they, you know, they're not going to bring a broke car out there, but we got a lot of tests and tuners that, you know, they just, you know, I'm not going to say they don't think, but they don't think that, that their car is going to break, and they will break, and they be having antifreeze in the radiators and all kind of shit, man. It just caused a number of problems, you know what I'm saying? So please, please, if you got an oil leak, fix it and still put your diaper on. Please, for 2021.
Yes,
I'm not saying it's mandatory.
And not only that, I feel like
no,
it should be. I feel like it should be, but not only does it save downtime for the racers, it also could possibly save you and your car in the event that your motor or something do let go. And you get all under your tires going down that top end of that track, man. It could possibly save you from having a bad accident.
Right, absolutely. I've seen it happen time and time. A guy come back to the pit area to check his car. He got a lot of oil in his diaper, but it's not on the track. You know what I'm saying? So they do work. They do work, you know. They do work. I mean, I know what people going to say, well, man, I ain't doing that. They just, it's just a money pit. It's just here. I'm going to go to Baytown. Well, you know, Baytown is like that. Evendale is like that. Evendale is strict about that. That they if you mess Evendale up, you owe them $100 or you can't, you know. So
yeah, well, Evendale, if you don't have a, when you check in at Evendale, if you don't have a diaper, you got to give a $100 deposit.
Oh,
really?
Let
you go.
See, I didn't know
track.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Evendale does. You got to do a $100 deposit up front. So if you don't, you know, once you check in, if you don't have a diaper, they make you give $100.
Yeah.
And you get it back at the end of the night if you don't mess the track up.
And Gary don't spend half the night going up and down the damn track cleaning up mess. I noticed that. Only time he really is on his tractor is when he's prepping the damn track for radials or you know, small tire shootout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you guys, we all grown. Before HMP gets strict like that, we all grown. Just spend an extra $100, $150 and get a diaper or a belly pan or a diaper. You know what I'm trying to say, you know? Because he may come down strict one day. I don't know, you know? I know.
I mean, if you do, it'll be for the better.
We could have started on time, but we end up having two mishaps, like, right behind one another. It was crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to harp on it. I enjoyed myself. I had a hell of a time once again on a Sunday. I had a hell of a time, even though we started a lot early from 12 to 8. That was some perfect time. So everybody come back out this Sunday, and we're going to try to have another big party, you know? And whoever can't make it, hey, we understand. Happy holidays. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see what else we got on here. Sammy, your mic open, sir.
Hey, I'm just saying what's up, man. I'm saying hello and listening in. Been a while since y'all had a show, so just checking it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. See what else we got here. Richard Jackson, your mic open.
I just want to say congrats to Nick and his team on the shootout win and also the grudge race win against me and Mike Stewart. Just giving a shout out for the win, like I said, on the shootout and then also the grudge race that Nick had with us.
Oh, okay. I didn't know y'all grudge first round.
Yes, sir. First round of the shootout off the trailer. Yep.
Okay. Good deal, good deal. Yeah, Nick was on the road this weekend. Didn't Nick have another locked-in race there, Alley Cat?
Yeah, we are trying to get a confirmation with – you talking about last Sunday or this Sunday coming up?
last Sunday. Wasn't he supposed to race Richie or somebody?
Well,
Richie Rich or something?
Yeah, he was supposed to run Richie Rich. No, there's been a lot of talk. Richie, but the whole idea was Richie Rich was going to get the back tire and the brake. But he can't make a pass. But Richie Rich chose to make a pass, and the race was voided right there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are they going to do it again? I can't tell you. I don't know. No, are they going to set it up for this weekend? I don't know.
Well, it definitely will be another nice thing if they do get it out the way. Ain't no need of bringing it over into 2021 when they can get rid of it in 2020.
Well, right now, I know Nick is available for Sunday, but I don't know Richie Rich. He was saying he might have to go back out of town for work. So it's not a definite yet.
All right, good deal, good deal. Undertaker, mic open.
Hey, good afternoon, Grudgewell. Hey, man, I want to just say it was a nice turnout on Sunday. A lot of cars that we hadn't saw. A bunch of new cars also. And then I want to say thank you to everyone that came out and supported the toy drive. It was a huge success. We're going to make some families happy this Christmas with the pandemic and everything. And I also want to say congratulations to the winners of the HEB gift card giveaway. I know it's kind of tough on some families, and I hope the people that won those gift cards were definitely in need of them. If they know somebody that's in need of them, pass it on, because I've seen some of these food lines, and it's unreal. But, you know, only the strong gonna survive. But we're going to continue to do what we can, support our youth and the seniors and whoever else that we can. So, but if I don't see nobody before next year, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I won't be there this Sunday because I'm working, trying to get my program up and running. So I won't be there this Sunday because I'm out here trying to get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, JP.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Sammy. Hey, real quick, you know, everybody's talking about Christmas and everything like that and having a good Christmas. I just want to put it out there that me and myself and Marcus James out of Beaumont, another fellow racer, we put together – Lola, come here. We put together a little Christmas deal last year. You know, I had six friends that got together. He had six friends, including himself, that got together. We raised $1,200. You know, and we split it between each other. He found a family in Beaumont. I found a family here in the H-Town area. And we gave these two families $600 apiece. You know, if anybody's interested in donating some money to this little foundation deal, you know, that me and him kind of got going, you could either, you know, message him or message myself. And the way we do it is we just PayPal. And at the end, you know, we take a picture of the card and the family that we selected, and we send proof, you know, hey, guys, this is who it went to. You know, this is who we helped out this year and stuff like that. You know, I'm just putting it out there, not pressuring nobody, but thought I'd bring it up.
Yes, sir.
Sammy.
Yeah.
It's Alec. Do you got Cash App?
Yes, I do. I do have Cash App.
Oh, okay. Well, send me your Cash App if you don't mind.
Okay, I will. Not a problem, sir. Like I said, anybody else, you know, just message me or whatever the case may be. Sammy Rodriguez on Facebook, if anybody's wondering, you know, or Marcus James. So, appreciate it, y'all.
All right. Definitely, that's a good cause, man, if anybody got it. Don't ever feel like a few dollars is not enough, man. Every little thing counts these days, man. So, whatever you got on your heart sometimes to do, you just got to do it in order to keep receiving your blessings. You got to be a blessing.
You know, anything, 10, 20, 50, whatever you feel like, $5, it don't matter. You know, we're not saying, you know, to do 100 exactly, but that's just what we done last year, you know, to bring it up pretty quick between the guys that we had. So just throwing it out there.
Yeah. All right. Good deal, yeah. Sammy.
832.
Go ahead.
Mr. Perry, are you going to give us an update on Graham Cracker? I mean, Cognac.
Hold your horses. Holy Hearts. He I'm finna open him up right now. 832-1601. Your mic open, man. You queued in right on time. Come on, big boy.
What's up?
Man, Alley Cat was just about to start talking
I heard him.
Hey, give us an update, Dion. What y'all doing? We need an update every day.
We coming back Sunday to run anybody in HMP on the premises. From OTW, The Grudge, to Lil Bill, Nim, Chino with everything, Grudge Racing, anybody. I'm just locking the gates when we come in.
Damn.
So anybody feel froggy?
Don't get quiet,
buddy,
nah, shit.
And I can see my money. Etiquette, you hold the money for all of them anyway. So whatever they want to do, I'll be there Sunday. Me and my crew, Lil Larry on 28. That ain't the name. Kanye is not the name of that car. It's Lil Larry on 28. And we locking in Texas. For the do Florida right now. And then we coming to do Texas the weekend.
Sound like Nick got a race coming.
I don't know, Dion. Alley Cat show goddamn he went in the bushes. Hold up, but Lil Bill put his hand up now. Hold on. Come on, Lil Bill. What you got on your mind?
Hey, Grudge World. How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, we doing good. We doing good.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to tell all you guys, I enjoyed Sunday being at the track. We need to have more of that all the time. We shouldn't have to get on the back line or on the front line to go regular cars, man. Everybody should just be able to be able to come out and enjoy themselves with their car. Man, I'm telling you, man, we had an outstanding time, brother. But you feel the room, you feel supposed to be the same as if you even walk. You feel me? But I want to tell everybody that's on the line, the Bill and the Dead End crew, want to wish all you a happy holiday and a safe new year. But we're going out of town this weekend. But if we come back Saturday night, I will reach out and I will talk Cognac, what you call it, Lil Troy on 28, what you call it now?
Lil Larry on 28.
Okay, well, Lil Larry on 28.
Lil Larry on 28.
and Lil Bill on 31, I will lock you in, sir. So just keep your phone on mute Saturday evening when I get ready to come back. I think I will lock you in, sir.
It's a mic. We
yeah,
are in Florida.
We out of town
right now, and I'm going to drive all the way back to spank that ass.
Okay, well, that's what I want you to do. You should have done it Sunday instead of you going way out of town. We could get this here last Sunday. But I tell you what, everybody on
you,
the phone right
Nick,
now.
I'm a
gentleman.
You was having problems. You was having problems. Like
huh?
We was having problems. So it was no need. I ain't peeing on
no
man
when
he down.
Come on, man. We talked about this, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying,
so
man.
If you together, and you back, I'd rather lock it in where we can put it in overdrive getting back.
Nope. I'm not doing that. I've done that too many times with our car. Nope, I'm not doing that. I'm doing it. I said when I come back Saturday night or early Sunday morning, I will reach out to you, man, and lock you in, man, before we enter the gate. But I'm just saying,
okay,
we're going out. I don't know if we're going to go or blow, but we're going to try something different. But I will lock you in since you got on here being a man, like Lil Bill do, step up being a man. I will lock you in, sir. So just keep that on your mind.
Yeah, well, by the way, Black Sunshine just wrecked on the big end through the trap. He all right. Car kind of a little fucked up. He was locked in with baby daddy tomorrow at 3 o'clock, but he just hit the wall. So,
oh, damn.
That ain't going to help him.
But I want to tell you, sir, from my heart to yours, Y'all be safe, man. Do what you do and come back home with it, man. That's all I can tell you, brother.
We're going to try to. We just locked in two people. I ain't going to say no names.
Okay.
I ain't calling no names. But we're doing a bush now. We're coming off the trailer with one of them tomorrow. They have a live feed. So, you know, we done talking.
Yeah.
We about that action. You know, with me and my crew in the building, we like to gaze. We racist. We don't talk about it, man. We be about it.
Right. That's right. I like your style.
But whoever can get in touch with OWK, Rodney, Daytona, I want to dance with them.
Well, we finna make this a more big event. Come Sunday, if everybody be able to be at the track, please come out and support.
But I'm saying I need to know for a fact, because we are 16 and a half hours. We gonna leave here Saturday night and ain't gonna stop driving till we get to exit East Mountain the Beltway.
No. Actually, I'ma call you when we leave the track and let you know I know it'll be about 4 o'clock. If we do it, it'll be about 4 o'clock. I won't do all my race in the daytime.
Yeah, but anybody can get in touch with Condre and them, OTW or TWK or whatever the fuck their name is, tell them they say they need some time in the
WK. OWK.
Well, whoever they is, since they so called and beat the tuner twice, tell them they got actually beat the tuner the third time.
Y'all coming off the trailer, Dion? Are y'all coming off the trailer or y'all just.
Everybody kind of come off the trailer, don't
they? Oh, okay. All right.
Everybody got to come off the trailer, right? But if they come off the trailer, yeah, we'll come off the trailer. But I'm telling you, we ain't trying to race nobody with no handicap or no skill. You want to race. You ain't looking for no handicap or something, that, but we ain't scared. Just tell them, make sure y'all get it up there. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
My boy.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, we talking about this.
Oh, 10.
And anybody can get in touch with Tino, tell them the same thing he offered you. We willing to take that too.
Said.
Yeah.
Beat your chest, little arrow 28.
Yeah, who wants some ain't got none? That's the question.
Oh, boy, I got my bag.
Teach me how to smoke underwater.
All right. I'm still waiting on that.
Who wants some ain't never had none, we'll get some. That's it.
Well, Sunday, go ahead.
We'll drive day and night to get there. All I want to do is lock some in. You know, it's 16 and a half hours. Y'all can drop the key and see how far it is.
JT, get Dane on the phone. We need the keys to the gate. We need the keys to HMP Sunday. We're going to lock it down. We're going to lock it down. Nobody can park in the circle unless you lock in with us. Unless everybody can park in the field. You got to park in the circle if you're racing up. Yeah, in the front. Okay, come past the ticket booth.
Bush down the drain, push the one button and then, you heard? You see? Any other time.
No, Bush never lost his mom.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, he off the record. Yeah, we apologize. He off the record. We don't even discuss racing with him.
OWK, he go. Y'all can't get in touch with OWK?
Or OKW
or whoever?
Well. Just say Well. W-E-L-L. He might answer then.
We got some hands up. Let me see if this might be one of them. Yeah, we got
that's who it is.
We got
an
832-8064. Your mic open.
JP.
Yeah.
OWK in the building.
832-8064.
Condre?
All right, going back on you.
Your name been called.
There go OWK.
You got mail. You got mail.
I'm going to stop right now.
Come on with it, Mr. Postman.
I said you got mail.
I said, come on with it, Mr. Postman.
You said you need a week, so this kind of shorter than a week, but it's a 5 days instead of 7 days. So is that long enough?
I ain't say I need no week.
Just you
Where
told
you
me
get that
so,
from?
You said, when I walked to you, you said this big deep. You said I need a week to get fly my driver in. That's what you told me just Sunday.
Oh yeah, you talking about the driver? Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you talking about the car.
Nah, we are trying to get all this straight because we want to dance Sunday. We want to lock tonight and dance Sunday. So I'm trying to see if it's 5 days. Consider a week or you need 7 days. Or you just scared.
Well, never scared, brother, never scared.
So what you wanna
well,
do?
I call him up and see what the deal is.
So you don't wanna lock nothing tonight while everybody on the phone is on live or we can look at it, people hear and see it and for the fans they know what's going on?
I gotta make sure he can get here because if he ain't here then I gotta drive, that means you gotta drive.
Oh,
you might let me get another phone. I know good well I can beat you driving.
Oh, if I can. Beep.
Ain't no beep. We done whoop y'all before, so ain't no beep. We got y'all money.
Get us some more of it. It's Christmas time. We
gonna get some more of it. You know me. I don't worry about money. You don't ever hear me talk like that, but I don't worry about money.
Well, lock 2,500 on 5,000 for Sunday, and we're gonna beat up. We're gonna drive to 16 now. We're gonna leave straight from here, so straight up.
That's 10 posts. So as soon as I talk to him, it's a good deal.
Well, get him on the phone. We through talking to you. Get your man on the phone. We through talking to you.
You're the one
who
got the balls hurting.
Well, we got the balls hurting.
We need to put money up too.
I always do, sir. I always do. I lost money last time. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's K-Dawg. Oh, yeah, K-Dawg.
Yes,
thank you,
sir.
K-Dawg.
What's
thank
up, man?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it's not good, though.
Andre.
Yo.
So you say you done beat my tuner twice, right?
Man, I ain't talking about the tuner. We was racing the car.
But he know who tuned our car and you tuned the car that we ran. You said I done beat your tuner 0-2 with me.
You say
2-1. It's 2-1, big boy.
You
say, 2-1.
It's 2-1. Yeah.
It's really
one,
1-1 in the grudge race. It's really one in the grudge race. 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1 was a little whatever y'all, you know, that little, you know, flip a coin, you know, whatever.
Shootout, yeah.
A shootout. But I'm saying, because I'm getting, I'm just trying to make sure you say you a better tuner than a tuner we got. So you say,
you ain't never hear me say that. You ain't gonna. Talk like that. You hear other people say it. You'll never hear me talk like that.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure.
8-3-2.
Hey,
you know, last time you got yourself in the bucket, calling the grudge, the fudge. Remember that? Huh? You remember that? You gonna get yourself in the bucket again?
Yeah, I called him a fudge, and he got a tuner that hook up speaker.
I guess we must have blast you down the track then.
Nah, we're gonna leave Britton out the table tonight, man. It's miles fast. We gotta respect that. We need to leave that whole situation
we
off the table.
We won't die with that old WK card. Y'all ain't no race nobody. Y'all ain't no beat nobody. Y'all only bring it out once a year.
Well, you know when you're out, things you don't get a chance to run your own stuff.
Sunday, we'll leave Saturday night. Come to Sunday. 2,500 or 5,000
better.
We'll leave straight out of
front
straight to
HMP. All right, I just gotta get. I give my people. We'll get it going.
So
no problem, brother. No problem.
I just need to know if you gonna do that. We gonna come straight.
Hey, you gotta come anyway. You gotta come on.
But I'm trying to see if you got to tune this tune that we got. Since you
know
you better tune
it. I mean,
you know, we just trying to get this.
I might have him tune
in
for me, too, then.
Okay.
There you go.
832-8461. Your mic's
on you. 832-8461.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, I just called in.
Whoever ain't talking, man, y'all mute y'all mic, please.
Hold on. Shut down. You on here? Shut down.
wish there was a way to stop them.
Hello?
Somebody got a TV going in the background.
Who's talking about that?
Mike, what you got, Mike? Come
now?
On.
What's the deal?
JP is shut down out here.
Is who?
Shut down.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Shut down. You ought to stop that old bullying, man. God damn it. I seen what y'all just done a while ago. And OWK Cajun better go in the bushes and hide if they know what I just done. Hide like a motherfucker. Because the guy
man, don't wake them up.
You said the goddamn time.
Don't wake them up. Down goes crazy.
Down hey, Mike
goes
crazy. Say, man, y'all niggas out here doing all that motherfucking talking. Y'all ain't gonna do a goddamn thing but what y'all doing, running y'all motherfucking mouth, man. Y'all need to stop this bullshit. For real, Dion. Hey, for real, Dion. Y'all need to stop that bullshit. You and your goddamn compadres. Y'all need to stop, man. So we call y'all punk ass out for Sad Sunday. Y'all goddamn ass was scared as two left shoes. You go somewhere and make a half decent ass pass, and now you want to run your motherfucking mouth. Man, y'all need to stop that hoe ass shit.
Somebody, y'all need to stop.
Call my
phone. Man, you owe people $100 right now, so we can't don't talk about no like.
Oh, okay, well I don't owe now nigga shit. So get what? Hey, Dion, you know what? Dion.
JP.
Please. Check this out, Dion. Y'all go down there, y'all do y'all thug dealer. Yeah, and we'll deal with y'all later, man. We ain't in no rush to fuck with y'all.
Appreciate it, Jay.
All right, that's cool, Jay. Hey, whoever got the background noise, I don't want to start cutting people's mics off. But if you got background noise, if you're driving without your seatbelt on, mute your mic if you ain't talking. If somebody got a TV on in the background, y'all mute y'all mic, please.
Sure, Don, I told you about going tall and bullying folks, man.
He was just clearing the air, Mike. He wasn't bullying nobody. He was just clearing the air, man. They all up on him last week. This and that and the other. Now he ready to get out of some of the collar.
Hey, K-Dow. I ain't on him now. I'm off of him. So y'all just leave that alone.
We'll leave that alone. We good, Dre. Man, I tell you, Bush now
Dre, you didn't raise Larry, did you? You beat K-Dow up, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna do this. He killed him.
Made him pump
that
motherfucker.
He did.
What's up, Bass?
That ain't me without that noise, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the noise, man. I think it was Mike Diller, man.
He had all them people on the phone or something. When he dropped off, the noise stopped.
I was trying to find the noise. Mike, that old
backline ass shit. Tell me to get on the front line.
Hello.
Once
your wipers and
signal
lights and shit. Yellow.
I thought I heard a grudge on
this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, grudge on. Yeah,
go ahead, Bass.
Grudge on.
Yeah, hey, man. Right. I want to offer my condolences. I don't know if they did it earlier or not, but I heard. So. If you need anything, brother, don't hesitate to call.
I appreciate it, Bass. Yeah, but we good, and I appreciate whoever done told me whatever and called me up and
you know, and left messages with me and all that, man. So, shit, you know. Yeah. My mom lived a long, long time, man, so she gone on home now. So it's all
good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
She ain't in no pain to suffer no more.
All right.
There you go.
Man, you got my condolences too, brother. I know we racing, whatever, but I lost my mother. I know how that feel, bro. You got my condolences on that. I don't play with that at all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, 832-8064. 832-8064.
Your mic open. 832-9202.
Your mic open. Yeah, you know what it is. What's going on with y'all?
God have mercy. I got two singles on my valve covers now. But Nova I'm bringing out, it's really ready. I got to make it hit, put a drive in it, and see how it works.
Rambo.
Okay. Well, I'm talking
better. Let Rambo finish what he got to say, because I've been waiting on Rambo for a long time.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, man, listen to me, man. I got two singles. All my cars got singles on them. Tell me, so I'm going to take the other one. But the Nova is ready. All I got to do is make a hit and get a driver for it right now. But the driver say he might be a chance this week. But guess what?
Track open Sunday, Rambo.
They did say that. But listen. We ain't got to talk all this screaming noise. Y'all ass in trouble.
Rambo.
Damn, that shit, Rambo.
Rambo.
You can't beat
Rambo.
Nobody with nothing.
We've seen that movie. Rambo, can you hear me, Rambo?
Beat nobody damn body with that.
Yep.
Rambo, can you hear me?
Rambo,
you're going to end the year the same way you started the year, Rambo.
You goddamn right.
Goddamn
but
play.
Guess what?
Man, you don't want to hear that
goddamn
tonight.
Bitch racing shit, Rambo.
You don't want to hear that shit tonight, Rambo.
Listen, man. I understand I done called Wolf a couple times, but guess what? Is I'm faking this time or is I'm for real? Take your chances. You know, that's what you do.
Rambo, we love you.
Peace Sunday.
We love you, Rambo.
Okay,
man, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Listen, I ain't.
Oh, go on mute right now, Rambo. We talking about racing right now, Rambo.
No, you're not talking about a race. You're talking about me racing. Listen, my thing is, if I'm hollering Wolf, if I'm bullshit. I bet you
$100 you ain't gonna bet track Sunday. $100 you ain't gonna bet track Sunday.
I don't know. I didn't know the truck was going to be over Sunday. But guess what? I know not. That's the point. That's why I got on the show. I was going to wait till next year because I thought the shit was over with. But guess what? I'm going to talk to the people tomorrow and see what they say. Don't think that I'm bullshitting this time, man. I have never bullshitted.
One goddamn 100, you ain't going to be nowhere in no HP with no goddamn car. Nowhere.
I'll owe you 100. I'm glad you brought that up. Push now.
Yeah.
Push now.
What?
I'm sorry about your mama, man. You know, I lost my mama.
You ready to lock in Sunday?
Well, if I knew, If I knew that the track was open Sunday, I probably would have gone to bait. I would have made a pass tomorrow or something.
Nah, I back in.
The track is on.
Still ain't too late.
Go on with y'all.
They got
show.
Test session tomorrow.
If I get a driver to make a hit in the car, hell yeah. Nah, you should have known.
You got Jesse. You don't need to get a driver. Throw Jesse in there. You
can
try Jesse to
make
a
hit.
Jesse
can make a hit in it. But I want, for the money, I want to, you know, he going to, come on, man. You know, I know Bush
made
him better than
Jesse can't get it for the money?
I caught that. No, I ain't saying that. Jesse ain't never drove the car yet. If he throw the car, he would have thrown the car, made a couple hits in it. Yeah, I would think that he can do it. He the one going to try it. Since you met him, he feel comfortable. If Jesse feel comfortable in the car, he will be the one driving against a hog, man.
So y'all going to have it out there Sunday then. So there ain't going to be no problem against that Sunday then. There ain't going to be no problem.
We're going to see if Jesse.
There ain't going to be no problem,
dog. Listen,
is this motherfucking car
Jesse,
running or what, man? Is it running?
The car got oil pressure. The car running. I promise you, car running.
Let me hear then.
Nah, I ain't firing up like that. It's over there by the window.
Why not?
Because it got plenty of gas. It went through the wind tunnel a couple of days ago. We just ain't took it out yet. But it's better. You know, we was just want to make sure the paint wasn't. Hey, we was making sure the paint wasn't. Hey, we was making sure the paint wasn't.
Hey, we was making sure the paint wasn't.
Hey,
that's
a prank call.
Rambo, you put that motherfucker in the wind tunnel, you a bad motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, y'all in the wing a little bit.
Commercial break over, Rambo. We're going to let you come back in. Hey, JP. I ain't going to lie. I know one motherfucker car out there making good-ass moves. That goddamn June bug got his shit together now. I heard.
Yeah, hey, JP, I know one. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I know one motherfucker car out there making good ass moves. That goddamn June bug got his shit together now. I heard. Ruler, what's up? What up, Bush? What's going on? Man, them boys on that beat on their chest look like over there down there. Ain't got no reason to. I ain't seen nothing. Nobody ain't scared of that shit, man. I know I ain't seen no draggle.
Gonna be a gap. OWK to the front. I like for a man to beat on his chest
when he runs by himself.
Look good by himself when that pressure get on that motherfucker. It pops all day long.
You don't get a chance to back up in the grudge race.
Hey,
you don't get a chance to back up in the grudge race.
Not at all, man.
You don't get a chance to back up in the grudge race.
Not at all, man.
Where is DJ? Where is DJ? Where is DJ? Ruler, what you got?
Give me an update down there, Ruler. What you see?
JP, are you controlling the show? Rambo don't want to come off the commercial break. I'm about to throw him in the private room. Let him talk to himself a little bit, I guess. Huh?
Hey, Ruler.
Hey, y'all think
he's sick? That wasn't flying.
I got a kid from what you said over that duck racing, man. Got all that glue on the track. Okay.
God damn, you got to listen to me, Bush.
I'm listening to you. I heard what you said. I ain't got the goddamn disgusted no more. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell
been
no more. I heard what you said. Yeah, I know what time. I heard what you said. I ain't gonna be saying nothing.
Yeah. All right, fellas, we got it.
Yeah, anybody can go down on the track. I heard what you said, Ruler. Yeah.
It's gonna be a killing! Rambo all the way in the
Hey, Bush, it's gonna be a killing, Bush.
It's gonna be a killing, man. Yeah, I heard.
It's gonna be a killing, Bush.
Yes, sir.
Like I told you last time, it's gonna be a killing.
Gun Dre, but just like it is, it's going to be a killing then. They don't kill him.
Going to be a killing.
Just like it is then, why everybody on the show.
Going to be a killing.
Hey, DR, well, like I told you, we ain't in no rush, on boy. Y'all
man,
take care of y'all business. We got us.
Yeah,
okay, well, we not even finna discuss that shit with y'all. Y'all got shit going on out there. Y'all worried about what's going
we
on out here with us.
We not even talking to you, Dre. You ain't even got a club out of the country
doing what
they call.
That's fine. Y'all get your ass bust out there. I like CMC over y'all ass. Y'all get up there with me.
Your money ain't no good. You ain't got none. So, Kendrick, do you want to
talk to
you
know,
you say it's easy, this and that, so you might
as well
get the easy money.
What y'all gonna do with CMC? I get him on the phone right now to lock y'all in.
Hold on, Dre. He's talking to Kendrick right now, man. Let's see if this man gonna lock in.
Oh, all
right.
Well,
he ain't ready to lock y'all.
That's gonna happen. Talking about some shit that's gonna happen 4 or 5 days later and shit. He down there with all the bells now.
Right. So quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna have an oil pressure by Sunday, but that silver car gonna have oil pressure. Y'all that silver shit
so
quiet. Not gonna have oil pressure.
I don't know
if I'm having no oil pressure by Sunday.
I got oil pressure.
You ain't got them electric cars driving on 5,000 bills.
Rambo, Rambo, call me Rambo. Try to lock in the rate.
Hey,
Rambo gonna run my razor when he get back.
Hey, you got
to you talk about need to lock in 5,000 Sunday.
Who? Y'all just want to fuck with me right off the muscle. Y'all better think y'all talking about locking some money with me.
J.D., I heard 5,000
yeah.
Locks for lock 5. Who y'all want to run Sunday for lock 5,000 with? The silver car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gonna be a killing.
Don't say lock in it, and we're just paying them whoever the money to hold the money. It's
gonna be a killing. Soon as you get back.
You got a lot of talking. Don't hear no locking, man. You ain't gonna lock nothing in.
Man, you might as well be quiet. You lost money too. You ain't wanna run the show after you got your head cracked. I'm gonna be on the show in everybody's face. You might as well be quiet over there.
Oh.
He said, God damn, cut the show off.
Who lost money? I wouldn't even ever lose no money.
The story. Say, I'm talking to
why I love you. Oh, shit. I was trying to see that.
Hey, but the man trying to lock you in, and you ain't saying lock. You're doing a lot of talking this free. They say the talking is free.
I can get him on the motherfucking phone if you want him. I can get him on the phone if you want
him.
Let me get my other line right quick. See this is my driver right quick.
Hey, Kato, since my rant didn't even hesitate to get him. I called him, he say, man, get Miss Graham them on the phone. He won't talk me out. That is Dion, the man talking to you, man.
You can't hear
it,
but
Drake.
The
wolf
I'm looking for.
You got one
6 mile Randy.
That man say what somebody
else. Yeah, we can't hear. We need to speak into the mic.
Hey, talk up, Randy. Talk up a little bit.
Hey,
son, you said what y'all want to do?
Well, if I was down there, I think I'd try you, but I'm in home right now, sir.
You well?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He must be trying to put his phone to the bottom of his phone. You can't hear him clear. Say, hey, what y'all want to do, man? Take me 10 hours.
See? Yeah.
It sounds like he said what y'all want to do, D.
That's what he said, what y'all want to do.
Well, I mean, goddamn, they down there doing all that woofing, and this man come on the phone and ask what they want to do. I mean, goddamn.
Hey, new shutdown?
Hey, I'm 12 hours away, man. I can hit the road tonight. Being
at
a
mile
night on y'all ass. What y'all want to do? Ooh,
man.
Ooh. A
new shutdown.
Like hitting that motherfucking road, man. Randy, yeah, like you ain't
carry
that road, Randy. Goddamn, you should like say 12 hours. Well, I can bag up 12 hours, Randy.
Hey,
put it down.
You know
I'm right. I can bag 12 hours fast if I have my bad ass over there. It's like you, I be headed that way. I can't go. I got sense. I ain't going over there right now. Hey, I can't do nothing.
You want to pull up?
Yeah. I told them boys if I can beat around here local, I'm doing good. So I've been beating around here local.
I'm looking for cutlets. I'm looking for woe. Hey, they on here. Where the fuck is K-Dog, man? K-Dog, y'all mouth quiet as a motherfucker, man. Dion, where you at? Dion, where you at, Big D?
I
come straight off that trailer. Oh, 12 hours and come off the trailer. Ain't that a bitch? That's what y'all just looking for.
But they use this shot like this one.
Say, JP, that ain't looking good for your team, man. That man calling your team out like a motherfucker. They scared.
They say
he'll come out the trailer on y'all ass.
Oh, no.
Man, you got to be a bad motherfucker to go out there and come out that trailer, boy.
Yeah,
I
ain't glad that's already down the best
of
this,
but I come off that trailer. Hey, JP, get your people off.
You going to come out? I'm trying to get a clear clarification there, Randy. You say you going to come off the trailer? Against the Cutlass, a Woe. You want the Cutlass, you want Woe, and who else you want?
I will come in Florida tomorrow. I get on the road tonight. I'll be in at a proud evening, a proud night tonight. And I will come straight on the trail.
Mayday.
High roller, goddamn, any one of them. If they want to do something, man, I hit that road tonight. If I get me 2 blocks in, I get on the road tonight. Anybody in Florida right now want to do something? Let me know. Call me back.
All right, Rick.
Anybody in the tower? Anybody in the tower?
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
Say,
Undertaker, them niggas don't even need to talk. They don't even need to talk, dude. They had a motherfucker right there with them.
Nah,
they ain't
kicked
those niggas quiet.
In the tower.
I'm just trying to see if anybody in the tower.
They thought the tower out. Them motherfuckers don't want none of that. This man came on the phone and called out. That man said he wanted all the G-bodies out there, and these niggas supposed to have the baddest motherfucker out there. Wow.
Mr. JP. Yes, sir. Mr. JP.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I'm finna go. I gotta get off the phone, but is anybody outside of yourself, or you controlling the show? Anybody with Lil Lab Room 28, are they on the phone or they gone?
They're on. I don't know if they clicked over and maybe was having a backline conversation. I don't know. I don't know.
I was trying to see if they gonna. The man say he gonna drive 12 hours and land the plane and jump out with no parachute on the head.
Off the trail.
Good report.
I don't know, you gotta come off the jack stands to load up and go directly in the battle, oh my goodness, and they,
if I'm not mistaken, did I hear them say they had a very nice shakedown over there?
Man, this man straight came on here. This man straight came on here, baby. This nigga fell off the phone like little bro. Man, that's crazy, man.
I hope they click back over soon and say something.
They ain't gonna say a goddamn thing. I got him on speed dial. He just told me call him back when them niggas say something.
Hey, JP, I'd like to take a ride in that Cadillac.
Yes, sir. Anytime, sir.
Yeah, we might as well talk about that.
It ain't mine, but I have access to it whenever you want to take a ride, sir. Man, anybody got anything else they want to get off their chest tonight, man?
I heard the baddest team. Huh? Hey, JP, I heard the baddest team supposed to be from Houston got their ass punked tonight.
Who? OWK?
No. I just heard that other motherfucker get punked. I heard Randy come on in and punk that whole squad over there. One.
Kind of hard to say they got punked and nobody said nothing, so I don't know, Dre. I don't know what's going on, man.
The
guys might have clicked over. They might have clicked over and was having a backline conversation with each other.
Hey.
Yeah, sir.
I got off, sir.
Hey.
Come on, Ruler.
If they give us a break, we'll run them on 26. Yo, Will,
what'd you say, Rick?
If they give us a break, we'll run them on 26, man. Yo, Will.
Oh, Will.
We can lock that in, Sunday, for $5.
No,
we
lock that in
with the bro. We're
gonna lock that in for 10. Fuck that. 5, shit, 10.
Yeah, I like that.
Since they like to try to play money game, make it 10, goddamn. Let me break up out of there.
No, make it 5 more. We get that money up, Rick. We get that motherfucking money up. Yeah, I like that.
Damn.
I like that, Rick. I think if you get that in, Rude, I like that. I try that. I should be ready.
JP, hit the red button, JP. I know you got a hotline, but hit the red button.
Man,
I got 1500.
Undertaker, I don't know. They still on the show, man. I think they must have clicked over and called each other.
I like that.
I don't know what's going on right now, man.
Now that's what they were looking for. I thought anyway. He was in that group. I put it like that. He was in the group.
They doing too much for me. I can't fuck with so much. But we'll do it on, we'll run them on 26s, man, and give us the break.
I got 2,000 on the 26s. I got 2,000 on the 26s.
No, 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 that's going to be 12,000, Rambo.
Somebody close the gate. Somebody close the gate on Rambo.
I got
we're
going to
run them on. Hey, we're going to run them on 26 for 10 or better. We're going to run them on 26, bro. Or 10 or better. 10
or better. I got 2,000.
Right. Yeah, I like that rule. Lock that in, rule for Sunday. Let's go.
Yeah.
I like all that. Get them locked in for that. I'm going to run them on 26 for Sunday. For 10 or better.
I'm going to make them mad at me again. I'm going to make them mad at me again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that rule. I know it should be no problem because you know they like to spend that money, so you should get that money up.
Hey, Rambo, that's 12.
I got.
That's 12.
That's 12,000.
I got 2,000.
He's on the grudge. I got 2,500.
JP, OWK came back.
They know to come get my money. They know how to do it.
Hey, that's K-Dawg. Hey, K-Dawg. K-Dawg.
Yeah.
Say, this is what I do. Since y'all keep on jugging, we'll get on 26 and y'all watch us move.
We don't want to race y'all. We don't race y'all.
Oh,
we look for WK.
I mean, hey, since my Randy just came on here looking for y'all.
Yeah, we don't want to race him either. We look for WK.
Uh-oh. Why you don't want to try Randy?
We can't beat him.
Well, Odell, man,
it
looks
old,
y'all. Get Odell back on the phone. Yeah, get Odell back on the phone. Yeah, buddy. Here we go, here we go.
And JP, your good slick hating ass, I'm going to tell you a thing or two after a while, boy.
You got up your sleeve, Dre.
You be slick hating on the slide, bro. I got something for you.
I'm slick hating. What I see?
Just keep him gambling,
Dre.
He all right.
Just
let him keep
gambling. Yeah, that's why I call him slick hating ass.
I'm slick hating. I ain't did shit.
Y'all niggas, hey, y'all niggas supposed to gave me this show. Y'all ain't gave it to me yet. What the fuck?
Dre, can't nobody give you shit. It's your pay for it, brother.
Nah, I'm going to use y'all as
fun. No, sir. If I'm a pay for it, then I'm going to use it. If I ain't gonna pay for it, then you gotta go and sponsor your own show. Ain't nobody sponsor this motherfucker all this time, bro.
That's for y'all. I'm talking about me, shit. Y'all sponsor for me.
No, sir.
Come on,
Ain't no 50%
chance of
rain in
Houston. No, I say him. He said he can't guarantee it right now.
Oh.
But it ain't no pressure.
No.
And something look like it's easy to drive, old dude.
Oh, it is. It's driving itself.
Yeah, it looks like it's easy to drive, you know, to me. It looked like it just go through a transition and then, you know, and next thing you know, you're clicking it off down there. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, easy drop. Oh, let me see what he's favorite. Hold up.
Well, I race on anybody's footage. It ain't got to be mine's. I'll pick up notes on anybody's goddamn footage. Anybody's. Yeah, buddy. Down through there. We go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Man, anybody got anything else they want to get off their chest while we waiting on OWK to find out about this drive?
I got all pressure.
Rambo, you trying to lock somebody in? You trying to lock in, Rambo?
I'd like to see if
man, that's the background music.
Who is that with that? Alright, go ahead.
Oh no. Yeah, I'd like to see if Rambo would like to lock in for this Sunday and if little Bill would like to lock in for this Sunday.
Okay, let me open Rambo back up.
Okay.
Rambo.
Oh, y'all had me muted all this time. I was mad at the motherfucker right now. Somebody called my name right now talking about locking up some money. They don't want to do that. They rather goddamn fuck with the devil than fuck with me right now.
That's right.
Ain't nothing about
scary. I just told y'all, if I get the car to the truck, son, and make a hit, I run him. Since I ain't no truck and be over, son, I'm ready to hit this big old motherfucker.
I'm going to bet $100. I'm going to bet $100 you're going to get the track, Rambo.
I tell you what, the crane tell you, still going to get your money, so you win anyway.
No, we're going to have a whole different bet now. We ain't going to put that bet with another bet.
I'm fucking with you on that.
Oh, wait.
I thought the big old man was going to say,
That's a lot of goddamn time, man. You can cut that motherfucking head and make a goddamn one of my two ties.
Hey, man. I put him on that, man. I raised the turbo, man. I raised the turbo, dude. I had to put him on. I want everything to hook.
That's all right.
Goddamn big ass, goddamn me.
Hey, the
balloon like a motherfucker, boy.
Say, Jack, at the 3:30.
Hey, man.
That's too much ass.
Hey, that wasn't a female. I don't like a female with all that ass, man. That's too much ass for me, man.
Well, you know that. We call her Sean. Her name's Sean. Yeah, Sean got a bunch of ass back there. I try to put on Nick. Nick bit, but shit. Nick ain't won now. He just wants to win, like.
Hey, Bill.
No,
weren't you, weren't you?
Hey, all I need to know is how you want it. Well done, medium rare, or just rare? Which one you want?
Hey, I like all my well done, bro. I don't trust that other shit. give it to me well done, brother. I fuck it. Call me a park tomorrow.
I got you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Rambo.
Hold on, I got to take him off mute because he got all that background noise.
Oh,
hold on.
I was going to say, he didn't put all that pressure on me now. He didn't went on mute.
He didn't fell off.
I told Rambo I got a goddamn 100. He ain't come with no goddamn truck with no motherfucking car.
Rambo done fell off. I had to mute Rambo. He didn't go all that background.
He couldn't wait on the goddamn show so he can come on and tell y'all all about that shit again.
Oh shit. There you go. Hold on. Here you go. There you go, Rambo. Come on, Rambo.
That man got caught on his bluff.
He took off.
Hey, listen. No, y'all cut the phone off on me while I go because y'all know I'm not bullshit. And if I'm calling bullshit, I'm bullshit.
God damn it.
I'm going to bet you 100 for what? I want to bet more than that.
Bet 100 you ain't going to be there.
Bet 100.
I had to call bet you,
blood.
Don't bet
to
you.
Hey, put a
break
on the
time. I know I'm going to get him some kind of way.
Now, put a break on that 100, man. You know what you're supposed to do?
Basically,
no, it's only one thing about Nick. I have to make a pass first. I got to get a good driver now fucking with Nick. So I got to just make sure everybody good. And I would hate to tear him down first.
Who was a good driver, Rambo? I'm curious to know what good driver going to put in there.
I mean, it'll take it. Anybody can figure this guy nuts, man. I got two sticks to motor. I got Pat Music signal. I ain't going to tell you the second signal on the valve covers. But the car is, man,
oh, you
got all pressure and everything.
Pat Music stickers and put on there?
No, they engraved in my block, in my valve cover. They engraved in my motor.
Well, I mean, you found some valve cover. That's what I mean, yeah.
No, my block, my aluminum block, I got Pat Music on it. Listen, man. Who going to go to all this and do it in aluminum block? I'm about aluminum.
Too much information.
Well, I don't care.
Pat
Music. And her name is on my block.
So you found you some Pat Music valve covers. That's what you said.
No, I said it's engraved in my block, my aluminum block, my 5.3 block.
Oh, Lord, how much, man.
It's all
man,
new.
They got a 5.3, y'all.
Hey, yeah, and I'm talking too much, dude.
I would let the world know I had a 5.3.
Yeah,
Rambo.
Oh, I got a 5.3.
Hey. Man, hey, don't
kill him, man. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know if 5 feet was a shit.
You can live by it, right?
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, average motherfucker can't pull the bass spring, break the bass spring on one of them motherfuckers. You talking about one of them motherfuckers like it is a 350 Chevrolet block or something.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell y'all. I break shit once every 3 months.
Wow,
this
Rambo.
This motherfucker make the dino machine goddamn can't
Rambo
keep up.
Rambo been waiting on the show, waiting to get on here and tell y'all all this shit, man. There's no way.
I've been waiting on this show because I'm going to tell
y'all
the
truth. Rambo been waiting on the show so he can tell y'all all about this shit.
That ain't what I've been waiting on.
Wow.
Hell no, that ain't what I've been waiting on. Hell no. I've been trying to get
Rambo, you really gave up too much. As a race I am, you really gave me too much information, Rambo. I didn't need to know all that.
I mean, we know what you mean. I didn't know what I was talking about. That's why people always talk too much.
Ooh wee, man. That's my point, Rambo. Ooh wee.
I didn't know. So what that?
Hey, Rambo, you just came out with that car. You ready to come out with that car? And I was left alone with his car. That's my strength.
Cause you know why? He knew I was coming. He heard already. He gotta go get him a better car. Nah, that's why I make people sell their cars. When I had Freddy Krueger built, I had High Shot spend $200,000, I had Jermaine spend $200,000, and they were just building their cars to run me. I make people go to the top. Because you know, fucking with me, I'm going to come out with the best shit, nigga.
Rambo, when last time you had a grudge race?
Against Birdman when I blew my motor?
How long has it been?
Long enough. With nobody else working, so I ran outside of Birdman. My motor come loose on me. I rebuilt the motor.
Rambo been waiting on the show, y'all. He been waiting on the show so he can come on and he can tell y'all all about this.
Now, you asking me when the last time I was on? I'm just telling you. The last time I had Freddy Krueger, I ran against Birdman, and a pistol, and one of my digital sets come loose and knocked one of the pistols out of my motor. I had the motor refreshing up. It didn't do good, so I ended up buying a bigger motor.
How many years did it? About 5-6 years back?
No. Some months. Probably about 24 months.
It's been
months.
No month, Rambo.
What,
nah, it's been longer than that, Rambo.
It's been two years.
Nah, I ain't seen you had no grudge race, goddamn me. I don't even know when, Rambo. I don't even know, Rambo.
Who
shit's
so
outdated, man.
Why do I have to run Birdman? Because nobody else wanted to run me. They was begging for me because I had Freddy Krueger. Okay, we do with that. We do. I'm done. We do with this. I'm hot.
That's a bunch of old news, Rambo.
Let's get some new news. I got all pressure. Pat Music ain't got all pressure yet. But
she
almost there. But my Nova.
Hey, Rambo, you get checked for coronavirus, Rambo?
No, I've been writing checks to people, helping them out. So what you thought, I'm getting checks for real? Yeah, I'm signing checks for the people, man.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, now, y'all don't know if I'm hollering wolf or not, but guess what? That's what y'all going to see. Y'all might see it Sunday.
Well,
Y'all might get a chance to see it Sunday. Hope I make a good pass in it. You know every time you bring these cars out, you got to have at least 500 for your pit crew. You know, I'm lazy, so I got to pay somebody for everything.
Rambo, if you bring a goddamn car to track Sunday, I ain't even bring my car. I'm just going to sit there and watch you.
Oh, no. I want you to bring your car. I need to flip some money.
Yeah, we get that. Them boys say they ain't want to do nothing on that running, the head up break on 26.
No.
They ain't want to do that.
Don't let me be the reason you don't bring your car. I used to flip this 2500. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I got all pressure in one car right now, so we're going to go from there. Like Bill said, he'll get with y'all Saturday night and see if y'all can be ready for Sunday. So y'all got enough going on.
Where Bill go at? Bill, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You gonna be gone somewhere?
What's going down, Jeff?
No, you said you when you get back somewhere. You going somewhere else over the weekend for Sunday? Or you going to Sunday?
Who that with that door?
I don't know. I'm
going that Honda over there.
They got the fucking Honda going, boy. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Who else going to be out there Sunday, man? It'll give him Sunday.
I seen where they were trying to get a four-car shootout started.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, it's a bunch of rain Sunday.
Down here? Much rain in Houston?
HLP, yeah. Bunch of rain, 50%.
Oh, damn. Wow.
It might change, man. Sunday ain't goddamn here yet. So,
yeah.
It might change. Shit.
If anything gonna change, it's gonna do it like Wednesday. And the day is Wednesday, so
yeah.
Good luck.
What you doing down there, Rick?
What you say?
What you doing down there?
Rick over there eating filet mignon.
No,
man,
I'm
laying in the bed now. I just come out not about an hour ago.
Ain't nobody grilled around today out there, Ricky?
It said like 80 degrees back now, huh?
Did nobody grill race out there today?
No, I didn't even go to the track. I'm leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. Gates open at 11.
Where you go track day? What you been doing? Your baby been down there in Miami?
Yeah.
I seen him.
Yeah, I got a headache. I seen little Bill with a hoodie on without the chain on it. With a G-string on
roller.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Rick, he ain't had that money in his hand, did he?
Yeah, he had a bankroll on him now. Yeah.
He must have got on one of them shirts, man. He got a red shirt I like with a stack on that motherfucker. He must have grabbed some out of that stack.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Baby,
say
turn around and see if that's him. I turned around. He's
putting
Run DMC glasses on.
Hey.
South Park Bill, man.
She showed me I got to set up. I had them on Sunday.
Yeah.
I had to put them back on with Nick Black my eye, but I'll be goddamn if I wear them again.
He said Nick Black is on.
Yeah.
Goddamn, man.
Yeah, man.
Somebody just said some good shit, man. I wouldn't do nothing else but do this shit for the rest of my goddamn life.
Say, man, I wish I had every driver phone number. I'd call them tonight. And I say, well, excuse me, I know you got to go to work in the morning, sir, but you need to get that car together and go to the Lord Jetta track, son.
I wish I had everybody in my car, everybody.
Except
just a couple of them I ain't gonna call. I ain't gonna say their name either, but they might get mad at me. I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna make everybody and their mama come out Sunday though. I'm gonna make everybody and their mama come out Sunday though. Watch.
Hey, you know we last. Yeah, you got Bug. Got a Bug showed up, goddamn. Sunday, goddamn, had Bug out there.
Yeah, man, my boy came out and did it. Goddamn, Bug.
Goddamn.
Yeah. That was just part of it.
And he was behind the wheel.
Yeah, he told me. He said that was just a sample.
Yeah. Bug behind the wheel. Goddamn.
Hey, who was driving June Bug car?
He was driving himself, Ruler. You hear me?
Huh?
He was driving himself.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, who can you be, man? Who is that?
Somebody got a bunch of background noise.
Man, somebody playing that fucking ass music, man.
I'm in the Chinese store. Hold on, they got me in here on my knees. Hold on.
Put that on mute. Ricky, what you say? What who now saying?
I said, who was driving that car?
Bug was driving his own car, man. It was him driving it.
And he sure went through that motherfucker. He went through that bush.
He sprayed it?
Uh-huh.
That man flew through there, man.
Man, why I ain't see that goddamn footage, man? That man got a bad motherfucker underneath the hood now, man.
That bitch got tired now.
What?
Old dick?
He left like a motherfucker.
Sure, good for goddamn Bud then.
Yeah, he went through that.
I mean, shit, he got the goddamn power to do it, so, I mean.
Yeah, you got to put that, Dre. You got to put that now.
Hey.
Man, ain't got no bullshit.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. He'll got to get on Chino ass now. Get on Chino ass. Uh-oh.
No.
Did you hear me, Bush?
I heard you.
Yeah, but hell, yeah. Chino ain't going to run that, man. That nigga, Chino sold the man that shit.
I don't know, Dre. Somebody sold some parts, Dre.
And we still on the show.
What up, King? Yo, we still on here. Say, he's gonna roll the chassis, man. But look at man, the motherfucker got a nice motherfucker.
Roll
up, no bullshit now. Hold on,
yeah,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Junebug.
That boy got a bad bitch.
Now.
Hold on,
Ricky.
We on backline or we on show?
Show.
Oh, I'm going back on mute. Shit, I was talking about something important. I need to tune in. I clicked over and came back. I'm trying to get on. I'm going back on mute.
You made it back to Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
I
was going
with a mold horse at the shop. Yeah.
Ain't that hot shot old car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hot shot old shit.
All right, come through that ruler.
That motherfucker went through that like a rocket, boy.
Man, that bitch was lit up when he went down through that.
I was just in there and had to hit a tune up in it.
That bitch had some flames coming up.
See, but boy still got it then, goddamn. He went down through there and you seen him.
Yeah, she went through that.
The first pad didn't look worth damn because he, I guess he went on motor.
That's
second.
I had to get some injectors dialed in, some fuel injectors dialed in on that bitch.
Man, he turned that motherfucking shit on. That bitch right through there.
Well, good for Bud.
Yeah, he went through that bush. God damn.
Old Dub told me that. I just said I heard it from you and him, so I know he ain't goddamn lying. He told me.
I had to go over there and fuck with him. I said, goddamn, Bug, I ain't know you coming back with a vengeance like that, boy.
Well, sometimes, you know, that's how it is on the South, Dre. When you get beat
hey,
up.
Bill, I ain't asked you none of that shit. Hey, Bill, I ain't asked you none of that shit.
Hey, man, look, man. Hey, when you
got
get out of when you get all them old lumps and bruises, Dre, you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I keep letting these niggas do this to me, man. Fuck that.
Hey, Ruler, got that. Hey, Ruler, got that buck riding.
Huh?
Got that buck riding in that bitch.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what you say? Sickness.
Got that buck riding in that bitch.
Oh, you do?
Hey Bill, you saw it. That motherfucker was rolling, wasn't he? Didn't he take out rolling the other day?
Huh?
He was rolling the other day, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got that Charlie,
yes,
got that Charlie Buck working overtime, Ruler.
God damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that ain't come from no Chino bus.
Nah, that's the motor. The car came from him because Chino redid the car after the hot shot at Rick.
Man, fuck that car.
Oh,
I'm talking about that heart in that bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Charlie Buck.
Bill, where y'all find that goddamn motor at? Because I know you the one found it for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was that Bill found the motherfucker and the only one got it. Bill found, you know Bill, shit. Bill know how to find a goddamn motor.
Man, they said that man woman found that motor, man, on goddamn me out there floating around.
Might have been, and she down there.
That man woman goddamn serious about his program just like he is, boy. Can't beat that with a baseball bat.
Hey, Bill. Bill.
He clicked over or something.
Oh. I'm trying to see when they're going to come out off the chain. Huh?
Who got off the chain now? They sold it? Carl sold that car?
Yeah, LaBeal bought it. That's what he say?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, LaBeal bought it.
He bought the car from Carl or he bought it from Dunn?
Huh?
He bought the car from Carl or Dunn?
From Carl. Lil' Bill bought it.
Yeah.
I wonder what Lil' Bill gonna do with it.
You know, Bill gonna stick a motor in that motherfucker, man. You know what he gonna do with that race shit.
He gonna what?
Pick a motor in that motherfucker and go race it. You know, if Bill got it, he gonna go race that motherfucker. What? Got Lil' Bill fucked up.
Bill ain't going.
Bill gonna burn some rubber now. He been burning rubber since I been knowing. I ain't gonna talk about no motherfucker now if he ain't doing that now.
And Bill been racing ever since the nigga known him.
Yeah,
I've been on Bill since I was about 13. That nigga
been
racing every goddamn
thing.
That's a damn. I ain't never known them niggas to have a car and not race it.
Not at all, Dre. Not at all. I co-sign for that nigga.
Where Rambo at?
Man, we had a good conversation. Don't you do that, man. Don't do that no more. We heard that shit long enough. I know Rambo listen to our ass. You know how he gonna get the guy come off of muke on the nigga ass. Come out the bushes on the motherfucker in a minute. Just watch. Hold on a minute. Say anything about goddamn Rambo, man. He gonna goddamn defend his goddamn self. Man, we tired of Rambo with that bench racing shit.
Goddamn, what the fuck with Rambo, man?
Hey, now,
he got that
car
in San Antonio.
That's why I asked. He said the car guy, when he get on this motherfucker, let everybody know that he got a fucking 5'3". He got a Pat Busey. It's been in the wind tunnel. He's been telling folks all kind of shit, man. That man been waiting on the goddamn show. The show been shut off. He been waiting on this motherfucker to come on. So we can let y'all know.
Hey, he got Express on the bag cover.
See, that's what he said. I said, man, you found them motherfuckers? I said, you there? You found you some Pat Music valve covers?
Yeah.
Shit. Man, say, got a Pat Music, man. Can you buy that? Poor motherfucker can't buy no Pat Music. Not at all.
He said, can you buy that?
Not at all, man. Can you buy that, man? Hell yeah. Can you buy that, man? Shit.
Yeah, hell.
Rambo can buy it, but I'm just saying the average motherfucker can't buy it.
Yeah. God
damn. Well, fellas, man, I appreciate y'all tonight, man. We're gonna get the hell up out of here, shit. Everybody that fell off and went on mute on us, man.
That's it, folks. All
right. Y'all have a good one, man. We'll probably do it again next week, man.
Take it rough. Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a knot on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Holloway, fell for the Scott. Rerode the flocks, we know the spots. So we the rocks, drank all the blue dots on your block. You probably bred a fat pad of Tupac. A big pun of B.I., your homeboys from knee-high. And even when it was storming outside, that nigga B-Bot. That's me, dog, on my block, I ain't had to play the big shot. Niggas knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock. And my nickname was Creepy, Black Duke could see me, he'd be